This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says his administration is working hard to make sure that those who need medical supplies, such as respirators and masks, are getting them. Speaking at his afternoon briefing Saturday, the president said he wants to make sure the equipment goes to the states and the people who need it most.
When the brunt of it comes, which is coming quickly, you see it. You see it as sure as you can see it. And when the brunt of it comes, we want to be ready to hit the area that needs it. We don't want to have spent everything in one area and they don't need it there.
The president said his administration is preparing to deploy military personnel to areas that need extra help. The president said that he will move heaven and earth to make sure that the American people are taken care of. He added, however, we are going to come out of this. We can't keep doing this for months and months. China held a national mourning ceremony on Saturday for martyrs who died in the new coronavirus outbreak, flying the national flag at half-staff across the country. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
China on Saturday mourned the thousands of people who've died in the new coronavirus outbreak. The national flag flew at half-mast throughout the country, and all forms of entertainment were suspended. At 10 a.m. Beijing time, the country observed 3 minutes of silence. Cars, trains, and ships sounded their horns. More than 3,300 people in mainland China have died in the epidemic. In Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, all traffic lights in urban areas turned red at 10 a.m., and all road traffic ceased for 3 minutes. More than 75% of the country's fatalities were here in this megacity of 11 million people.
This is VOA News. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada won't bring retaliatory or punitive measures in response to the Trump administration's announcement that it plans to block the export of N95 protective masks and surgical gloves that are in short supply. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We are not looking at retaliatory measures.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government is having constructive discussions with people at various levels of the Trump administration, impressing on them how deeply interdependent the two nations have become, exchanging goods and services that includes, as he pointed out Friday, healthcare professionals.
Think of the thousands of nurses, for example, who cross the bridge in Windsor to work in the Detroit medical system every single day. These are things that Americans rely on.
Trudeau expects to speak to President Trump in the coming days. The message?
The U.S. will be hurting itself as much as Canada will be hurting.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's opposition Labour Party named Keir Starmer, a former public prosecutor and staunch supporter of the European Union, as its leader, ending the era of radical socialist Jeremy Corbyn. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Starmer is a former public prosecutor and staunch supporter of the European Union, known for his forensic attention to detail. He pledged to hold the government to account, but also to work with it at a time of lockdown and crisis.
Under my leadership, we will engage constructively with the government, not opposition for opposition's sake, not scoring party political points or making impossible demands, but with the courage to support where that's the right thing to do. But we will test the arguments that are put forward.
Starmer acknowledged the scale of the task ahead. Boris Johnson's Conservatives are well ahead in opinion polls and have moved into traditional Labour territory in the last few weeks, ending a decade of austerity and giving state support to the health service, businesses, and workers.
A Denver wine store owner has seen a spike in sales during the virus outbreak. Correspondent Bruce Morton has more.
What was true during Prohibition also applies during the pandemic. People still have a thirst for alcohol. With the coast-to-coast closure of bars, there's still a place to go for sports fans who want to buy booze. Dewey Kretzer owns Mondo Vino, a Denver wine store, and says these days business is brisk.
I would say that it's almost doubled.
However, even when his product is in demand, in these coronavirus-driven times, only 3 customers can be in his repeatedly sanitized store at the same time, which can result in lines stretching down the block. Bruce Morton, Denver.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.